Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3406BN. Today's date is July 18th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Barack Obama Flushed Out, Change of Batter, Op Falling Apart, DNC in Focus, False Flag, World is Watching. You know, we are living in the most advanced era in human history. There's never been more medical breakthroughs than there are right now. So why are millions of Americans more unhealthy and overweight than ever before? According to U.S. board-certified physicians and expert nutritionist Dr. Amy Lee, one of the main reasons is three harmful foods that are being passed off as healthy foods all over the country. Wait till you hear this, because these foods can cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, and wreck your skin. They are banned in other countries. Yet, shockingly, they're still legal in the U.S., and it's time someone shined a light on what they are. Dr. Amy Lee does just that while explaining how the side effects from these foods are wreaking havoc on the health of millions of Americans. The great news is it's easy to stop and reverse this damage by simply learning which foods to avoid and how to spot them. And by doing so, you can experience easier weight loss, smooth digestion, and vibrant energy. To find out these three fake health foods, go to 3harmfulfoods.com/X22. That's the number, 3harmfulfoods.com/X22, or click on the link in the description below. After years of extensive study, Dr. Amy Lee put together a revealing video totally free to the public, so you'll never get duped by these foods again. Find out all you need to know to regain control over your body at 3harmfulfoods.com/X22 or click the link in the description below. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see that they are now making their move to remove Biden. They have started the narrative once again. They waited for their event, and now they're pushing the idea it's time to get rid of Biden. And Barack Obama, he was flushed out. He is now basically saying, this is not the candidate. We need to bring someone else in. He needs to drop out, and we need to bring someone else in. Now, once again, they can remove him, or they can force him to resign before they have the nomination. I do believe this is going to run into a lot of problems because there's a lot of variables with this where a lot of people might want to enter the race and this might be a huge problem. Now, can it be done? Of course. But I think it's a lot easier to actually have Biden become the nominee. And this way, you don't have to worry about all the people. You don't got to worry about the delegates. Basically, Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the rest, they can take over and say, okay, this is who we're exchanging Biden for. I think that would be a lot easier. And I do believe it looks like this is the way they're moving, because right now they tried to call off the virtual nomination and they didn't want it to happen in July. But the DNC is saying they are moving forward with it, which means we most likely will have Biden as the nominee. Now, the question is, what happens afterwards? I do believe they will replace him probably by August 19th or so, the DNC, around that time period. And I do believe they will bring in their change of batter. Now, will this be the individual that they're going to sneak in? No, because it's not a sneaky maneuver if they're replacing him, because everyone's going to know they're going to replace him. So I think they'll just bring in a different person. Now, there are many different talks. Some say Hillary Clinton, some say Wes Moore, some say Gavin Newsom. And again, this wouldn't be an individual that they're going to sneak in because they're just replacing Biden. So the question is, most likely, Kamala will be the presidential nominee and the person that they bring in will be the VP. So again, this is not really sneaking someone in. I do believe if they step over at Kamala, this will be a huge problem. They'll be stepping over a black woman saying, oh, no, you're not going to be the presidential nominee. Instead, we're going to bring somebody else in. And if they bring in a white man or a white woman or a black man, people might have a problem with that. But again, I think if they do it in stages, they can probably pull this off. Now, again, we know that they're going to do this. It looks like the writing is on the wall right now. And we could see that they need to do this because Biden can't really win this. He doesn't have the poll numbers. He doesn't have the voters. And even when they bring in the next team, are they going to have the numbers? Now, if they bring in someone like Wes Moore, who's the governor of Maryland, is this individual popular enough to pull this off with Kamala? Is this person popular enough to pull it off with Michelle Obama? I don't believe so. I mean, they'll give it the old college try. But again, the reason why I'm saying Wes Moore is because George Clooney would came out and said this would be a perfect choice. So they have a lot of names going around, and we'll have to see how this all plays out. But it looks like they are now prepping for everything. Why? Because they know that if they don't do something, they're screwed no matter what. And when you look at everything that's going on, you could see their op is completely and utterly falling apart. A lot of people are questioning everything that was done during the rally, and people are looking at the water towel. They're looking at the shooter. They're looking at how he got on the roof, how he got in there with a ladder, how he got it past everyone with a weapon. The Secret Service information doesn't make any sense. They knew about this kid. Now they're saying there's encrypted messages. They're saying that he has mental problems. And this goes on and on and on. So their entire op right now is completely and utterly falling apart. And it looks like Scavino might have given us a couple of messages, but one of them might be a false flag. And I wonder if they're going to do something at the DNC. Of course, they're going to be making an announcement, but will they have something that will try to even the playing field where they're going to try to take out someone in the DNC? Maybe it will be a shooter, maybe it will be a bomb or something to say, oh, look, it happened to Trump, it's happening now, to try to even the playing field, because if they don't, they're screwed. And remember, they've been putting out messages saying that they expect more of this to happen. So it looks like they're already projecting out there that something like this might happen. And remember, the entire world is watching this all play out. That's what the people are seeing. And remember, when we talk about patriots being in control, it doesn't mean they're controlling every single aspect on a micro level that's going on here. I do believe the military was put into place to make sure that these crazy individuals, these crooks, these criminals, don't blow up the country, don't bring us to war, don't, you know, set off nuclear weapons in multiple cities to destroy people because they know that they lost. I think that's why the military is brought in. And remember, this is game theory. Trump, I don't believe, is controlling what Biden's doing. He's not controlling what Obama's doing. But I do believe what they're doing is they're using game theory. And this is why Trump comes out with certain announcements. And he's hoping the deep state would respond in maybe a different way. So if they're moving left and he wants to move it right a little bit, this is why he puts out different announcements. And remember, nobody has a crystal ball. Nobody's looking at it and going, I know exactly what's going to happen. Because we know that there's a very, very small group that actually have the full picture. And if you go back to Post 60s, November 2nd, 2017, it says, you can count the people who have the full picture on two hands. Of those, less than 10 people, only three are non-military. Why is this relevant? Game theory. Outside of potential operator who has been dialed in with orders, nobody else has this information. Operators never divulge. So once again, those people that might be out there, I don't know who they are. There are, I guess, a couple who say, I have insider information. It's absolutely ridiculous, because why would they be getting the information from other people? It doesn't make any sense. Why would the military, why would Trump's team, you know, the people in the know, why would they be bringing this information out and specifically telling them? It doesn't make any sense. This is an operation to take back the country. This is an operation to restore the people's power. And we're going up against the deep state, the criminal syndicate. They don't care about us. They don't care what happens to we the people. They don't care if we die. They don't care if they bring us to war. They don't care if they release a virus. They don't care. These people are very evil. So if you're going to have an operation, you're going to have to make sure it's contained so they don't know what is going on. Now, we can analyze things that are going on, just like we're analyzing what happened during the rally shooting. You can ask a lot of questions. You can look at all the different variables, start to put them together and try to paint a picture. But once again, do you know exactly what happened? No, of course not. And once again, we can see that this is all about moving the deep state to where you want them to go. And I do believe this is what the military's plan is. This is what Trump's plan is. They're trying to set the stage and they're trying to push them in a certain direction. And I do believe this is why Trump puts out certain messages on Truth, because sometimes, like, for example, he tells Jerome Powell, hey, don't cut the rate in September Now, is he saying it because he doesn't want them to do it? Or is he saying it because he knows that they might do the opposite? Because again, what does the deep state do? They usually do the opposite of what he says. And I think he knows this. So does he do that on purpose? I think he does. So I do believe as we move forward, we're going to see a lot more game theory. We're going to see a lot more of these deep state players. They become desperate and they're going to have false flags. And yes, we might get a little message here or there, but it's not the plan. We might just get a hint of what is going to happen. And that is publicly seen by everybody because they put it out on Twitter or X now. They put it out on Truth. You might hear it on Rumble and you could see it just like, I mean, the whole country could see it. The whole world could see it if they're really looking. Now, I do believe that the world is watching all this play out and the deep state players, they are losing their grip. They're losing their grip on the people. They're losing their grip on the power that they had. They're losing their grip on the narrative. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are going to continually bring them down to the point where they're going to have no choice but to try to bring us to war. And this is why I do believe Trump in the very, very beginning said that I see war coming. I see it. Nobody else does, but I can have peace. I know all the players. I do believe he wants them to head in this direction. He wants them to go in this direction. And remember, every single thing that we witness is not always going to be perfect. Because again, you might hear information. They might hear, you know, the military and Trump's team might hear intelligence. They might know what the deep state's doing. They might take precautions. But again, certain things, there are certain variables that are out of their control. And if you look at the rally shooting, you saw the people pointing this person out. Maybe that wasn't supposed to happen. Maybe that part of it wasn't supposed to happen. And the shooter panicked and started to shoot a lot sooner than he was supposed to shoot. Now, I don't believe he was the actual assassin. I do believe he was there to try to hit as many people as possible. And it looks like that is now coming true because now the reports are saying that he was there to commit a mass shooting. So I do believe there was most likely other shooters involved. And maybe later that will come out. Maybe it won't. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. We'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about spies, because we know Eric Swalwell, he was dating Feng Feng. She's a spy. And now we have Max Boot, a big fan of the Forever Wars, who launched a Trump-Russia conspiracy theory through the Washington Post, is married to a South Korean spy who used to work for the CIA and is a senior fellow at the Council of Foreign Relations. And she has just been indicted as a foreign spy. Isn't that interesting? T. Beckett Adams put this out and said, Max Boot, one of the chief purveyors of the Russian asset narrative, is married to an unregistered foreign agent, and she's been indicted for selling access, accepting bribes, sharing non-public info with South Korean officials. Isn't it interesting that all these people that say Trump is the spy, Trump is working with Russia, they turn out that they're either the criminal or the spy, or they have an association with a spy? It's absolutely unbelievable. And do you really think this is the only individual? I wonder how many of those individuals that are reporters or those people in Congress, those people that are CEOs, I wonder how many people are actually in relationships or are involved with spies. Because remember, the corruption, the criminal enterprise, yes, it's within this country, but again, it's associated with foreign entities. We know it's domestic and foreign. So you put that together, I think you could start to paint the picture here. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see the European Parliament, they voted to extend Ursula von der Leyen's reign for a second term. And of course, is this the people's vote? No, the Parliament of the EU, you know, the people that are installed there, they voted her to stay in. Now, once again, I do believe in the end, as time goes on, I do believe the EU is going to be completely disbanded and the countries, they're going to go back to their national roots and the EU will no longer exist when everything is said and done. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. This will be very, very interesting. And the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that federal prosecutors, they are now dropping the January 6th obstruction charges after the Supreme Court has ruled. And we can see there are many individuals now that are being released from prison. We could see there's a lot of charges that are being dropped. And again, this is something that Merrick Garland doesn't want to do. This is something the deep state does not want to happen. And they're still fighting. They're still fighting to keep the charges on certain individuals. But we could see it's completely and utterly falling apart. And since it's falling apart, it means the whole January 6th is falling apart on them. And this is why they're panicking, because think about it. Everything that they have done, all the stories that they have told the people, it has all been lies, and the lies are now starting to fall apart. Remember, from the very beginning, all the propaganda that they've been pushing, the truth will smack it down every single time. Now, the problem is that the truth takes some time. The truth builds up. The truth then towers over the propaganda, and eventually people see the truth, and the propaganda starts to fall apart. So what do the deep state players do? They start to spin what's left of it. And they try to make sense of it. And then the truth grows and grows and grows. And eventually, it's completely and utterly destroyed. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. And we're seeing the same thing with Biden. Everyone knew from the very, very beginning that he was a little bit off. I do believe he's ill, but he's also playing it up in certain respects. Because I think in the end that these individuals, they don't want to be held accountable for their crimes. And he knew that this would be a sure way of getting out of it in the end. And I do believe this is why he went down this path. But again, you could see that the poll numbers, not because of his mental problems, his poll numbers are in the dirt. And I'm talking about the deep state players, they cannot cheat in the next election with his poll numbers. If they're going to try to cheat, they're going to need a team that's halfway decent. Now, they can bring in anyone. Hopefully, they bring in Newsom. Hopefully they bring in a no name, because you know why? That's just better for us. I mean, if Obama and Hillary Clinton sit it out, that would be fantastic, because this would be a very, very easy win. Because when you bring in a no name, it's a no name. What have they done? Who are they? So that would be better for us, but I don't think they're going to go down that path. I think they're going to mix it up. I think they're going to try to bring in Michelle Obama still. They might bring in Hillary Clinton, or if they don't bring in Hillary Clinton, the other VP will be not a big deal, because nobody cares about the VP. If you remember what Trump said, the VP is not that big of a deal. So I do believe that whoever they bring in as the VP, that is not the person they're going to sneak in. It's the person that they're going to exchange Kamala with. And I do believe we're heading in that direction, because what happened? Well, all of a sudden, they're starting to realize that we better take Biden off the campaign trail. And I do believe this is his own team, because again, he's not functioning the way they want him to function. People are now looking and staring and watching, especially the Democratic base. They're watching now. So they needed to remove him. And this is why I do believe they told everyone that he tested positive for COVID, and he has now canceled his speaking events. So basically, just like if we go back to 2020, what did they do to keep him out of the public light? Well, they said he had COVID. They kept the mask on him. They kept him in the basement. Meanwhile, what was Trump doing? He was having rally after rally after rally. Why did they do that? Because they didn't want anyone to see that he couldn't attract the crowds. Because if people started to see that he couldn't attract the crowds, people then would say, well, wait a minute. I watched his rallies. Nobody showed up, but he won with 81 million votes. This is why they had to hide him. And when he did come out of the basement, they had to say, well, it's COVID, and we have to set up these circles. That's why we only have 5 people at the rally. Think about this for a second. Trump had his rallies. Did people care? No, they didn't. They knew that their base would care. They wouldn't show up. So when the elections rolled around, people would then question, why didn't he have people at his rally? Something is wrong. And remember, this is the 3rd infection in 2 years. And he's gotten how many boosters? That's very interesting. So he's got COVID, but he's walking around not wearing a mask. So he doesn't want to protect others? That's very interesting. I thought masks work. Oh, I guess they don't. But let's go back to the debates. Remember when they were out there telling us that Biden had a cold, that's why he performed that way? Well, if he had a cold back then, did he have a COVID test? Because if he didn't, then he might have infected Trump and many other people that were there. I mean, really think about this. So, and if he did have a COVID test, why didn't they come out and say, oh, yes, he has a cold, but don't worry, he doesn't have COVID. We gave him a COVID test. Did we hear anything like that? I don't remember it. Maybe they did, but I don't remember it. Now, let's flash back a little bit, because it's very odd that he has COVID, because I remember him when he told us, if you get the vaccine, you're not going to get COVID. Take a listen.
The Delta virus, which is much more transmissible and more deadly in terms of non-unvaccinated people, the various shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Yeah.
So I guess that was a lie. And if you notice, they continually lie over and over and over. And I do believe this is being used to keep him away from interviews, keep him away from rallies, because he just has to sit it out for another like week and a half or so. And once this time passes and they do the virtual roll call, that's when he will become the nominee. Now, you can see they're building up the narrative. We have Obama. He is now doubting Joe's viability. He's telling top Democrats that Biden's path to victory has greatly diminished. So Obama has been flushed out. He's letting everyone know that Biden can't be the person that's going to run for president. He can be the nominee, but he can't be the person that runs for president. So we're going to have to actually swap him out. Now, what's very interesting is I want to go back to post 4836. Remember the post with the 25th Amendment? Was the 25th Amendment arrow in the quiver planned? How long ago was it expected POTUS would be in critical health state? C-19. Recovery unexpected. Impossible to unwind. Next, mentally incapacitated. REC-19 language. People are dying. Safety and security to the well-being. Combat tactics, Mr. Ryan. Now, they tried to do this to Trump. And if you notice, this is now boomeranging on them. And now Biden has COVID, supposedly, allegedly, which most likely he doesn't. Will this lead into that he's mentally incapacitated? Because remember, they can take him out with the 25th Amendment, or he can resign himself. Which way are they going to go? So whatever they did to Trump, it looks like it's boomeranging on them. Molly put this out and said, if Biden were truly going along with this coup plotters to resign quickly, would Schumer, Pelosi, et cetera, be leaking to the allied media like they are, or would they be quietly stage managing a dignified exit? Well, I do believe they would be quietly preparing for Biden to exit, which means I don't believe that Biden and team are actually going along with it. If you notice, there's a lot of fake news, a lot of leaking going on, and they all say the same thing. He's leaving, he's leaving, he's leaving, he's leaving. And I do believe this is what the deep state does to basically remove someone. And what do? They coordinate. They have all the same 4A and drops, and they keep pushing this over and over and over. It doesn't mean that Biden and team are going along with this, but we'll have to see how this all plays out. But we know the players at B, they have been approaching the DNC, and they've been trying to put off the roll call, the virtual roll call to nominate Biden. And it looks like that might have failed, because right now the DNC is moving forward with the virtual roll call, which is going to happen next week. So Biden just pretty much has to sit it all out and wait for him to become the nominee. And I do believe this is when the deep state players, Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the rest, can then choose who the next person's going to be. Now, the question is, are they going to replace? Let's talk about our health. Speaking of digestive issues, this is caused by a potential toxin that's in all of the, quote, healthy foods that scientists have been telling us to eat with a fraudulent food pyramid for the longest time. And this potential toxin causes digestive issues, according to Dr. Gundry, a world-renowned cardiologist. This is affecting millions of people nationwide. Warning signs include weight gain, fatigue, digestive discomfort, and stiff joints, even skin problems. Well, Dr. Gundry explains these side effects are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because digestive issues develop usually over a matter of years and sometimes even decades. I can assure you that the damage is probably caused by these healthy foods, and it is far from normal. The good news is you can easily help fix a problem from your own home. It's very simple. You just have to know which foods are actually healthy and which contain the hidden potential toxin. So you can find this yourself at gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. That is gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. Or click the link in the description, because after years of research, Dr. Gundry has decided to release an informative video to the public free and uninterrupted, showcasing exactly which foods you need to avoid. Go find that video at gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. That is gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. Or click the link in the description. Biden, and make that person the presidential nominee and bypass Kamala? Or are they going to make Kamala the presidential nominee and then bring in a VP? We'll be talking a little bit more about that a little bit later. But first, Technofog clears it up and explains how they can do it after Biden's the nominee. He says, something to consider. DNC rules allow it to pick the replacement should the nominee drop out. An early nomination means the theoretical eventual nominee, the Biden replacement, can be featured at their convention. There's a strategy to the acceleration. And he's absolutely right. This is why Clyburn said, we have until this time. We need to do it now, before the DNC. That's why they moved it up. That's why they want him to be the nominee. Once he's the nominee, this is when they can remove him. Now, they can force him to write a letter saying that he cannot fulfill his duties. He can do this under the 25th Amendment. He will be removed. And he'll just write the letter and he'll say, okay, Kamala is the acting president. I can't be the presidential nominee. I'm done here. Or if he's stubborn, they will have to use the 25th Amendment on Biden. Now, the other scenario is if they want to basically even the playing field, because remember, there was an assassin that tried to kill Trump. They can actually, at the DNC, they could actually have an assassin or maybe a bomb or something happen at the DNC on August 19th, and they can remove Biden to try to even the playing field. Now, again, we'll have to see which scenario they're going to pick. This is going to be very, very interesting. But you can see the fake news. They are panicking over this. And they're actually saying that we need Michelle Obama. Storm has arrived, put this out on X and says, haha, they are in such disarray that they aren't even trying to hide behind their lies anymore. Mika, the problem should not be our candidate. The focus should be on Trump. Huh? Your candidate is the guy who has been supposedly running the country for the past 4 years. How is he not the problem? Then they openly admit that they need the Obamas and George W. Bush to get behind the candidate if they make a change. They aren't even trying to hide the existence of the Uniparty anymore. Lastly, she admits that Trump is going to win. The desperation is oozing out of these people, and it's wonderful to watch. So basically, these people are becoming so desperate that they don't care that everyone knows that it's a Uniparty. They don't care that they do stupid things and they're exposed. And I do believe this is going to continue on down the line. They're going to do a lot of stupid things because, again, when you're desperate, you don't care anymore because all you have left is to stop what is happening. Now, the Trump campaign, they put this out in response to the vice presidential debates. And this is what it says. We don't know who the Democrat nominee for vice president is going to be, so we can't lock in a date before their convention. To do so would be unfair to Gavin Newsom, J.B. Pritzker, Gretchen Whitmer, or whoever Kamala Harris picks as her running mate. That is very, very interesting. So they're already planning and they already know that we're going to have a replacement. And it looks like we were told that an individual would not be able to continue and they would have to drop out because of their health one way or another. Post 1022, August 4, 2018, under the cover of his health, he will not be seeking another term, which means Biden is not going to be seeking another term. Now, what's very interesting is that George Clooney, he actually named Biden's replacement. He's saying, you know who we should pick? Maybe Wes Moore. He's a good candidate. Let's pick that individual. Now, he's a black man. He's a governor of Maryland. And what's very interesting about this, and yes, they're going to put a lot of names out there, Newsom and many others. They're going to replace most likely Biden with this individual, And that individual most likely will be the VP. And Kamala will be the acting president and will be the presidential nominee. Now, if they keep Biden in as the president or the resident, I think the people are going to have a problem with this, because if he can't run, how is he functioning enough to run the country? I think the people will be a little bit nervous about this. So Wes Moore could come in as the VP. And when they watch the poll numbers and they keep sinking, that's when they can switch out Kamala for Michelle Obama. But again, we'll have to see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. And as we move forward, we're going to see a lot of these things happen. I do believe so. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Joy Reid, she is now pushing a conspiracy that Trump might not have been hit by a bullet at all. Hints that the entire attack might be staged. Wait a minute, is she talking about a conspiracy? I thought these weren't allowed. I thought you weren't allowed to be a conspiracy theorist. Now they are becoming conspiracy theorists. This is very interesting. But again, do you really think Trump would go ahead and stage someone to take a shot at his head? I mean, that is very, very risky to do. I don't think he would have done something like that. I think on the other side, they knew about the shooters. I think they thought they had things under control. And I think they were going to take him down because there was an op, because they were watching the Secret Service. But again, when the people started to point him out and the people called over the police and the police went up the ladder and they saw this individual, the individual pointed the gun at the police officer. The police officer radioed in to all others. Of course, his superiors did nothing. The shooter turned around and started shooting way ahead of schedule. So I do believe Trump and the Patriots, yes, they know certain things. They take precautions. But again, I don't think they're staging things like this. This is very, very risky to do if you're going to stage something, especially when you're taking a shot at someone's head. That is absolutely ridiculous. So again, they're now pushing conspiracies. Remember when they told everyone else that you're pushing conspiracies? Now they are doing it. And the other thing that's very interesting, and Proud Patriot put this out, the same photographer who captured the Trump photo, ironically captured this photo also on 9/11. He just so happened to be at the right place at the right time. And the other thing that's very interesting is that BlackRock, and this is coming from legislation, BlackRock and Vanguard are some of the largest shareholders of Austin Private Wealth, the company that shorted DJT, which is True Social, for 12 million shares the day before the assassination attempt on Trump. So that's very interesting. Plus, the other thing that's very interesting is it looks like the private wealth company that shorted DJT is also tied to the Bush family. So this same group, the Austin Private Wealth Group, they're now saying that, hey, by the way, this was a huge mistake in the filing. There was a filing error, and we were only contracted for 1,200 shares, not 12 million. So now they're going back on it, and they're saying that, yeah, we didn't do 12 million. That was a mistake in the SEC filing. Is that because they got caught? That's very interesting. But the other thing that's very interesting, and we talked about this just before, the individual who actually saw the shooter and called it in, he actually said something very, very interesting. And Kenneco the Great put this out and said, the officer who confronted Thomas Matthew Crooks on the roof radioed a blanket tactical channel that there was an individual on the roof with a weapon before the assassination attempt on Trump. Why wasn't President Trump immediately evacuated? Was the Secret Service listening to this blanket tactical channel? Two officers went to the lowest point of the building. One officer boosted the other high enough to reach the roof. There, he saw the shooter with a weapon. Crooks turned and pointed his weapon at the officer, who then ducked and fell off the roof. The boosting of the officer and the officer that fell were both on the radio, indicating that there was an individual on the roof that did, in fact, have a weapon. There was a blanket tactical channel being used. Everyone who was on the tactical channel heard it. How much time was there between the radio communication and the gun being fired at Trump? It's bad enough that the Secret Service didn't put anyone on the most obvious roof 150 yards away, but after two police officers radio in that there was a guy on the roof with a gun, why wasn't Trump immediately evacuated? Because it was an op. And as soon as that officer hit the ground, the shooter decided to open fire. Now that is very interesting. The other thing that's very interesting, and Karma Patriot put this out and is pointing to Andrew Desiderio, and it says the following. FBI Director Wray said there's no known foreign nexus, but no established motive as of now. Shooter used encrypted comms and had little to no social media presence. Wait a minute. So the shooter used encrypted comms. So this individual was speaking to who then? I thought this person was a lone wolf, a person that didn't have any connection to anything. So the whole lone wolf narrative is now blown out of the water. And who was this individual speaking to? That is very interesting. And the other thing that's come out is that the shooter most likely wasn't the assassin, because the Secret Service right now is saying that this individual, his plan, I don't know where they're getting this from, his plan was to do a mass shooting. So if we go back to the very beginning, this individual, and this is what they normally do, they have the person come in and they do the mass shootings and they create the chaos. In the background, they have another shooter that's actually doing the precise shooting. Now, this doesn't mean the other shooter hit Trump, because remember, this individual is just shooting everywhere. I think by luck, the Trump turned his head and the shooter missed him. But I do believe that there was most likely someone else that was supposed to actually take the real hit. And I don't think that person actually did. I do believe that person was in their sights, but this person might have been removed or something else might have happened. And again, we need to look at all the variables. Yes, we have this person on the roof, but we also have the water tower. And yes, there's pictures out there that show there's shadowy figures and things like that. But again, if you're going to be someone, I don't know if you're going to be standing up or standing on top of it. I think you'd be laying down or something, so you wouldn't be noticeable trying to get that target. The water tower looks like it's high enough. Now, if we go back to the very beginning, remember when the FBI said there was no mental health issues? Well, it seems that this is incorrect either. Abel Child put this out and said, it was just 48 hours ago that the FBI assured that the American public, that the would-be assassin Thomas Matthew Crooks did not have any mental illness. This, of course, is odd because most of the recent shooters had mental illness. And family and friends, they're saying that Crooks, he was a disturbed young man who grew his hair long, isolated himself from friends, became plagued by mental health disturbances that led to some to believe he was either bipolar or schizophrenic. So it looks like he was being treated for this. He grew his hair long. Was he on medication? Was he transitioning? Was he a trans person? We don't know. These are questions that need to be answered. And maybe this is why they were trying to hide all of this from everyone. Think about it for a second. And the other thing that's very interesting, why wasn't the Butler County Sheriffs wearing any type of body cams? Tom Fitton put this out and said, Butler County Sheriff deputies did not wear body cams. Why not? Wouldn't you want this on each and every officer to film everything that's going on, especially if there is a shooter? I would believe so. And you have to remember, Kimberly Cheadle, she is part of the Bidens. Remember, she served 8 years as Biden's VP protective detail during the Obama admin. She was awarded the Presidential Rank Award, exceptional performance. She was then, and I think Jill Biden pushed her into this, was appointed the director of the Secret Service. So basically, this individual has been with the Bidens for a very long time, and they will follow. She will follow any instructions they give. And it looks like Director Cheadle has agreed to comply with Chairman Comer's subpoena, and their hearing will take place on July 22nd. Now, I don't believe that Mayorkas wants her to testify. He was trying to block that, but it looks like she was put in the corner here, and it seems that she has no choice now. Does this mean she's going to incriminate herself? No, they'll train her. But again, we're going to get her under oath, and if anything that she says doesn't pan out and she lies, well, that is going to work against her. Because you have to remember how these hearings work. These individuals are coached. They know what to say. But again, normally they get caught in lies. Anna Giratelli put this out and said the Department of Homeland Security Inspector General says it has launched a review into the Trump shooting, specifically the Secret Service counter-sniper team preparedness and operations. Now, I do believe that the entire op is completely falling apart on them. I do believe what they really expected to happen was that Trump was going to be taken out, and after that, there was going to be a civil war, which means there'd be chaos all over the place, and no one would even remember what happened during this period of time. No one would even want to investigate because there'd be so much chaos. There'd be so much burning of cities and murders that everyone would probably forget about this. Just like when Rumsfeld came out right before 9/11, does anyone remember anyone doing an investigating to find that money? No, because basically there was a distraction. So I do believe there's going to be another distraction coming up. And I do believe that might happen at the DNC, maybe around August. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But the FBI right now, and this is being put out by Melanie Zanona, the FBI has declined an invitation from the House Homeland Security Committee for Director Christopher Wray to testify next week about Trump's assassination attempt. Wray will, however, appear in front of the House Judiciary Committee on July 24th for an already confirmed meeting way before the assassination. So this is very interesting, and we'll have to see what questions are asked of him, because, you know, someone's going to ask a question. Now, the other thing that's very odd is that Time magazine actually changed their cover. And N. Wokeness put this out and said, why did Time change the cover? The first cover says attack on Trump, and it's that iconic picture of Trump with his fist in the air, blood on his face, and the American flag behind him. And the next cover, it says what unites us. And that's what Trump has been talking about, uniting the country. That is very interesting. But Dan Scavino, he put this out on X, and he says the American people deserve answers regarding Saturday's assassination attempt on President Trump, and they deserve them fast. And fast is capitalized. And that reminds me of a couple of posts. Post 32, November 1st, 2017. Maybe one day, but it cannot go slow. The initial wave will be fast, all caps, and meaningful. It will send a signal to others immediately, and you'll see the tide turn. Not even the mainstream media can hide, and rest assured, some will be jailed as deep cover agents. Post 431, December 22nd, 2017. We are moving fast. Remember, not all within the CIA, DOJ, FBI are bad apples. House cleaning top, restructuring 1 to 2, Operation 24-7, speed. Now, Rasmussen reports they've been looking for someone that would replace Joe Biden. And they've done a lot of polls. And what's very interesting is that Rasmussen reports, they put this out and it says, our readers have seen test after test this spring of replacements, including Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, along with Harris, Newsom, and Whitmer. All the results are marginal at best against Joe Biden. Some are worse, some are way worse. So the question is, who are they going to bring in? Yes, Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, they fare a little bit better, I do believe, together than most other people. But again, can they bring in a no-name? Can they bring in someone that doesn't have that much baggage, like Newsom, like Whitmer, like Clinton? Can they make that person someone who can actually go up against Trump? I don't believe so, not at this point in time. And I think they know this, but they're going to give it their all. So they're going to try to cheat in the election. But if they can't cheat, most likely what they will have to do is they'll have to let Trump win. So there are different options they can try. If they see there's no hope, what can they do? They can just let Trump win. Trump just can win the election and he will be the president-elect. At that point, what can they do? They can start the riots. They can push war. Because remember, we have from the election all the way up to the inauguration. So they can push chaos. They can push war. They can do all of that to try to bring us into a place where it doesn't matter that Trump's the president, because now we will be in war and there'll be chaos running rampant across the country. Or if they see that Trump is going to win and they can't cheat, they can delay the election. They can delay the election saying, hey, look, there was a cyber attack. We got attacked by another country. We're heading towards war. We don't know if we can have the elections. They could try to piss off the Trump supporters to get the riots started, to try to get the Civil War started, and then bring us to war. Because if the country's busy fighting itself and we're entering war, Well, is it easy for the infiltrators? Is it easy for the foreign entities to take over the country? I do believe so. I do believe they're going to try these type of scenarios. And even if they do, Trump has the secret weapon. Again, he has peace. Plus, if we're attacked, that means the military is activated. I do believe they're already activated. But again, we're coming full circle again. And these individuals are out there rioting. This makes it a lot easier for them to be rounded up. Because again, it's an invasion that now has turned into war. And they are now destroying the country from within. Now, what's very interesting is Dan Scavino, he put out a video of the final countdown, which is very interesting. And he put this out on X. So if we go back to post 3113, March 18, 2019, it says, what occurred the last time a countdown was presented? False flag. Do you believe in coincidences? Never interfere with an enemy while in the process of destroying themselves. Ammunition is hard to come by. So the attempt on Trump's life might be used to create a false flag at the DNC this August. And they might have an angry Republican or angry MAGA person, who they call extremists, take a hit on their presidential candidate. Or they might use a bomb. They might use chemicals within the DNC and the person might die. But again, they might try to do something like this. And we know that they're planning on something because, again, they're becoming desperate. They know they need to even the playing field. And what's very interesting is if we look at post 499, this is July 19th, coming up on a Delta, and it says the trilogy. And it has movie one, movie two, movie three. So movie one is the start, and this has the whole thing about the rigged presidential election of 2016, how they spied on Trump's campaign, how they set up the Steele dossier, and everything like that. And then it says, coming soon to a theater near you, movie two coming this fall, which is most likely now, and movie three to be announced. Enjoy the show. And what's very interesting is that it has brackets, 8.19.2018. So August 19th. I do believe the years really don't make that much sense because, again, if you're going to tell the deep state exactly when it's going to happen, that doesn't make sense. So you just put the dates out there. They don't know what year. So August 19th, you know what starts August 19th? The DNC convention. Dan Scavino said there might be a false flag. Does this mean something is going to happen during the DNC convention? Remember, the DNC convention is being held in Chicago. And if we go back in time to 1968, the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, we had people riot. Vietnam War protesters battled the police in the streets while the Democratic Party falls apart over an internal disagreement concerning its stance on Vietnam. So that is very interesting. So this happened when they were announcing the nominees. So I think the protest lasted like 7 days or something like that. So are we going to see something like this? Or is there just going to be an announcement that there's a change of batter? But again, we'll have to see how this all plays out. And this is going to be very, very interesting. And it looks like we're heading down that same path. And again, we need to remember that as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, the deep state players, they're going to get more and more desperate because they're not winning. They're losing now. The Republican Party, actually the MAGA people with the True Patriots, they're coming together. Forget about the old Republican Party. They're out. They're uniting. The Democratic Party, they're ripping themselves apart right now. We're seeing the same exact thing play out. And I do believe that in the end, the deep party is going to be struggling, and that's why they're going to do many stupid things. Try to bring us to war, attack the country, have chaos. But I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they are prepared and they are waiting for all of this. And it's all going to point back to the deep state players, to the D's. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.